Good day, everybody. I am Kristen Helmstetter, and I am back with another episode of my Coffee Self-Talk podcast. I trust you're having a magnificent day, and if you're not, then I hope this podcast gives you a boost. Okay, I want to talk about basketball today and analogies that I make with basketball. Some of you might know that I am a huge Phoenix Suns fan, and now that we're living in Florida, I am looking into getting one of these NBA League TV passes because I gotta watch my Phoenix Suns. They're so amazing. So here's the thing. Before I get into basketball, I want to say that I changed my life when I changed the way I talk to myself. If you've read Coffee Self-Talk, you know that. If you haven't read Coffee Self-Talk, that is the book where I share with you how to change your life by changing your self-talk with a simple, awesome little 5-minute routine with your coffee every morning. I showed up every day to simply change the way I talk to myself. Because here's the thing, the world is talking to you all the time. So I'm showing up to my life every day and I'm talking to myself. I'm training my brain. I'm giving my brain the blueprint of what I want my life to be. Think of it like marketing. I'm marketing to myself, okay? So here's the thing. If I'm not marketing to myself, then I'm going to be listening to all the marketing that's out there in the world already, what everybody else wants, because the messages are coming, and I want to create my own messages. So like, here's an example. Like, think of your self-talk and how it creates your life, like marketing 101. When a company has a product they want you to buy, or a thing they want you to do, or a brand they want you to resonate with, they market messages to you every way they can. They put ads on social media. They do ads on radio. They put ads on TV. They get things going viral if they can, because they want the message in front of you as often as possible, because they know that they can train you. They know that if they put the impression in front of you enough times, you will start to buy the message that they're giving you. And it's so true, because here's an example with basketball. When we watched every game of the Suns basketball team last season, the games were either on like ESPN or this Bally network. It was like one of two networks. And these networks had their same repetitive commercials. And in the beginning of the season, when I first saw the ads, there was like a gambling ad and there's a beer ad. And I'm watching these ads and I'm like, ugh, that's not me. Like, I don't do any of that. Ew, right? But I gotta tell you, halfway through the season, we've seen those advertisements, including my daughter, so many times that we're like dancing to the ads when they come on with the music. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel good. And like, I can picture the advertisement in my head as I'm singing that. Oh my God, I am singing the song to a casino ad. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. And like my daughter, I was telling her this, and you know what she says to me? She says, if sweat is a human's way of cooling itself down, then condensation is a beer's way of saying, drink me. That's scary. That's some scary shit, right? Because my daughter is watching it. But the point is that marketing hits you, even when you think it's not, because of the repetitive message. And that's the thing that I want you to remember. I want you to take away from this that your self-talk is the message you give to your brain about yourself and about your life. You are marketing to yourself. It's so easy when you think of it like that. You're just marketing to yourself. So every day when you show up with your cup of coffee, you're marketing to yourself because that's the message you want to hear. And if you don't do it, you will take in the messages around you. And I don't know about you, but most of those messages I don't want to have trained in my brain. I want to train my own brain. And here's another life lesson from basketball that I love. If you look at Devin Booker, one of the greatest basketball players in the world, so amazing. Like when you watch him play, I don't even play basketball, but I love watching him play because it's almost like art when you see him shoot that basket from almost anywhere on the court and it just, whoosh, it's like net. He just nails it. It's so good. But he trained for this. He didn't come out of the womb making baskets. He trained his life for this. He practices. He shows up every day. And as a result, it's effortless for him to make his baskets. And that's how your life becomes when you train your own brain for things. So when a stress comes, you don't freak out. You kind of bob and weave naturally, like, oh, something's coming. I'm going to just chill out. You create this state. Life becomes easier. For Devin, basketball shots are easy for him because he practices them all the time. And that's why I show up and do my self-talk every day, because it's like me practicing. It's like me setting up my morning for success in a proactive way. And when you do that, you can be shooting smooth baskets like Devin Booker all day long when you show up and just create this vibe for yourself. And then your body gets used to it. Your brain gets used to it. And then when something happens and you get delayed because of traffic or you miss your airplane flight, you're like, oh, okay, like no big deal. Or maybe it kind of hits you sideways and you're like, okay, I'm cool. I can deal with this. And the last really cool analogy I want to make about basketball is that when the Phoenix Suns, and probably most or all basketball teams, even when they are losing big time at the end of a game, you will see them still playing their hearts out. Even if they're like 20 points behind, they are playing their hearts out. And sometimes I'm wondering like, wow, they're like being so aggressive, like they're not going to win. There's like, you know, 2 minutes left on the clock. But they play their hearts out because even though they know they're not going to win the game, each individual player still pushes super hard because, as they say, there's no garbage time on the court. And this applies to life. Even when the chips are down and you are wondering how in the heck you're going to dig yourself out, you wonder if something terrible and sad and detrimental and devastating happens to you, and you wonder whether it's a breakup or a divorce or a death, and you're wondering, how am I ever going to get back to magical living? There is no garbage time in life. You keep going. Maybe your keep going-ness is like gentle affirmations. You're just showing up and you're just looking at your coffee in the morning and you're like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I am okay. I am okay. Whatever it is, you're still showing up because there's no garbage time in life. Because even in those instances, especially in those instances, you are digging deep. You are showing up to your life no matter what, because that's what makes a winner. That's what makes you the hero of your own life. Do you understand? And you are amazing and you are worthy of living your most magical, amazing life. But you got to show up for it, okay? You got to show up every day, just a few minutes a day, and train your brain. Market to yourself the life that you want, because you are worth it. Okay, everybody, that's what I have for you today. I am giving you tons of hugs and kisses and high fives and hip bumps, wishing you the most amazing magical life. And if you have not signed up for the free amazing coffee self-talk workshop that we are going to have November 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern, you got to do that. I will put a link in the show notes. So this workshop is my thank you. It's my thank you to all of you who have pre-ordered the new book of Coffee Self-Talk. If you haven't heard, I teamed up with Penguin Random House, put out a fancy pants new edition of Coffee Self-Talk. It's got some new little bells and whistles in it. And anybody who pre-orders the book gets a ticket to this really cool workshop we're going to have, because we're going to have fun. And if you're an original gangsta and you have an older version of the book, the original version of the book, then you get a ticket too, but you have to register for it. So that link will be in the show notes, and I would love to see your beautiful, shining face there. And if you're not available November 16th, I'm almost positive they're going to make it available for you, the recorded part, but you still have to sign up for it so you can get the recording later if you can't make it on that date. But bring your decaf, because it's at night, and we're going to have some coffee self-talk. And we are going to talk about all kinds of things. I am going to share with you some private things about my life that I have not shared in the book or ever before. We are going to talk about writing your own scripts. I am going to help you with your scripts. I am going to teach you how to thrive during the upcoming holiday season with a little twist on Coffee Self-Talk. I am eager and excited to show you that and so much more. We are just going to have a great time. So, all right, hugs and kisses to all of you. Now go live your magical life. Ciao, ciao.